Our love for the Word of God is directly proportional to our love for God and His Christ. God's words are not printer's ink and paper. They are the Spirit of life. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 6:63, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." God's words are spirit and God is a spirit. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Revelation 19:13, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." God said, man said, has been accused of worshiping the Bible. That accusation, we are proud to say, is true. Have you met the living Word? Have you embraced Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, whose name is the Word of God? This is the place Jesus calls born again. Today you can literally begin a new life and become a new person filled with joy, hope, and purpose. You can have all your sin and shame expunged from your record and even receive a new identity. When you become born again, God, your new Father, names you, and your new name is recorded. This new name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is the book of eternal birth certificates. Enter into this marvelous place today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 37, 23, and 24, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." God said, John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." God said, 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 through 26, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Man said, "I am my God. I make my own destiny." Now the record. This is God Said, Man Said, feature number 540, that contends for the faith and proves beyond any reasonable doubt that the God of the Bible is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. These features are offered as faith builders for the redeemed and ammunition in the war for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. May God's prosperity be your portion. By design, we are dependent on an outside source for everything. We depend on an outside source for food and shelter, the earth, the universe, even the air that we breathe. That outside source, of course, is our Creator. By design, we are comparable to sheep. We must follow somebody. Even the most rugged of individuals will follow somebody. It isn't whether or not we will follow. It is simply the size of the flock we attach ourselves to. The King of Glory speaks to us about sheep in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, and them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Man has been given the opportunity to choose the shepherd that he will follow, whether that shepherd is Jesus Christ, who is life and life more abundantly, or whether he will follow Satan, whose M.O. is to kill, steal, and destroy. After this, the shepherd that's been chosen will lead and direct daily activity and bring one to his or her eternal destiny. Shepherds lead and sheep follow. That's what shepherds do, and that's what sheep do. The very famous 23rd Psalm reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We as sons and daughters of God are truly led by the Spirit of God, who is an outside source, who has come to dwell in us. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37:23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." Those who choose Satan as a shepherd are also led by him and held captive by him. 2 Timothy 2:26, "And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Man has been given the opportunity by God to choose what shepherd and flock he attaches himself to, but once chosen, the shepherd he's chosen will lead. A man does not create the path of righteousness or the path of unrighteousness. These paths are of an outside source. Man simply chooses to travel one. That's what sheep do. When science begins to arrive at truth, it eventually finds itself knocking at heaven's door, but it can't come in. This door is only entered through by children. Jesus said in Matthew 18:2-3, "And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." In the 2011 June issue of Discover magazine, under the heading The Hidden Reality, writer Brian Greene discusses the theoretical and evolving science behind the concepts of black holes, wormholes, quantum physics, and a parallel universe or universes. These subjects have been addressed on God Said, Man Said, but in this feature, we will see today's scientists once again knocking on heaven's door. The following excerpts are from Green's article. While Andrew Hamilton delves into the extreme realities inside black holes, physicist Brian Greene explains how properties at the black hole's surface, its event horizon, suggest the unsettling theory that our world is a mere representation of another universe, a shadow of the realm where real events take place. With its hegemony diminished, universe has given way to other terms that capture the wider canvas on which the totality of reality may be painted. Parallel words are parallel universes, or multiple universes, or alternate universes, or the megaverse, a metaverse, or multiverse. They're all synonyms, and they're all among the words used to embrace not just our universe, but a spectrum of others that may be out there. If this line of reasoning is correct, then there are physical processes taking place on some distant surface, much as a puppeteer pulling strings are fully linked to the processes taking place in my fingers, arms, and brain as I type these words at my desk. Our experiences here and that distant reality there would form the most interlocked of parallel worlds. phenomena in the two, I'll call them holographic parallel universes, would be so fully joined that their respective evolutions would be as connected as me and my shadow, end of quote. Yes, there is a parallel universe that is invisible to the natural eye. The Bible calls it the kingdom of God, and the amazing thing is that the believer is fully aware of it and literally traffics in it. Yes, there is an outside source, an outside shepherd, dictating actions and leading to final destination. The amazing thing is that we choose the shepherd. When science comes knocking at the door, it will discover that the children of the kingdom were already there all the while. God said, Psalms 37, 23, and 24, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." God said, John 10, 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." God said, 2 Timothy 2, 24 through 26, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Man said, "I am my God. I make my own destiny." Now you have the record.